All right, everyone, welcome back to the Pavement Perspective. So before we jump into the episode, I just wanted to talk about kind of some of the changes, some of the kind of, we're just going to finagle things. I need to take a break. There is a lot going on in my life. A lot is happening. And I decided that, you know what, maybe it's time that I just take a break, but I didn't want to leave people hanging. I wanted to kind of keep things relevant, but, you know, because I may not be able to be super current with the podcast, I think I'm just going to keep the next handful and several weeks of a this day that year. I hope that you guys stay for the ride. I have an idea in the works for things I want to do, and I want to be able to execute it in the best way possible. So going forward until further notice, this is what the podcast format will be. I hope you stay for it. I hope you enjoy it. But let's jump right in. How different would your life be if crossing the country still took days by train or weeks by ship? No commercial flights, no quick trips, no aerial warfare, no space age. Would globalization even look the same? So we're going back to this day that year, and we're talking about the first powered flight by the Wright brothers back in 1903, December 17th, 1903. So this day, December 17th, that year is going to be 1903. So on December 17th, 1903, near Kitty Hawk, Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina, Orville and Wilbur Wright achieved the first sustained controlled powered flight in a heavier than air machine called, and you probably can guess it, the Wright Flyer. So there were years of tinkering there, but these guys weren't super random tinkerers. They were actually, you know, there was not, they weren't just like kind of seeing what was going to happen, but they ran a bicycle shop back in Dayton, Ohio, and then they approached flight as an engineering and a math problem. So they were like, we can ride our lives, you know, ride a bunch of bikes, but how can we fly? So they experimented with air gliders, then wind tunnels, then solved three key, their whole goal was to solve three key issues, lift, control, and power. Relax, we've got you. At Oops Wedding Fixers, we obsess over all the tiny stuff you totally forgot while planning your perfect day. Because nothing says romance like realizing the champagne flutes are missing at the reception. Or that you totally forgot that you needed to feed guests more than just cake. We fix the little things so you don't have to fake it. Oops Wedding Fixers. For a flawless day, don't get tied up in the knots. One morning, they call it the big morning, on a failed attempt on December 14th, they tried again on the 17th, back in 1903. After, at around rather 10:35 a.m., you know, Orville was laying prone on the lower wing, and he started the custom-built engine. He released the restraining wire, and then the flyer ran down a rail track. The first flight itself lasted 12 seconds and covered about 120 feet and reached roughly 6 to 7 miles per hour. So they made four flights that day. They were a little amped up, but it was the longest flight that they had was covered about 852 feet in about 59 seconds. So first, nobody really cared. They were just like, who cares? Someone glided. Who cares? But a telegraph then went out to their father that day, and most newspapers didn't really believe or really understand the story. But this wasn't like your normal product launch. You know, they weren't just like, hey, guess what? We invented this thing. It's called flying. It was a quiet revolution, essentially out in the sand dunes. So from 1903 to now, essentially, it led to what it is, where we are now, right? Specifically talking about military and war. So within a decade, planes were used in World War I for reconnaissance and then combat, changing warfare permanently. And then by World War II, the control of skies often meant control of the war. So big, big foundation in military with travel and globalization. So as you can probably have guessed, commercial aviation emerged. And then in the 1920s and 30s, once it was booming, tourism, business migration, and family life are all built around cheap-ish travel. Cheap for that time, you know. But technology itself also changed as well. So aeronautical engineering laid a lot of groundwork for rocketry and spaceflight. So you can kind of guess where this is going. NASA still directly references Wright's first flight as the beginning of the aerospace era. So by 2025, the original flyer, the legacy of it, it sits in the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum, and it's marked, December 17th is marked as a today in history and features as aviation's birthday. Every model plane from the budget airline to a Mars mission test vehicle has traced essentially this conceptual lineage from the Wright brothers. Politically and socially, the flight has enabled globalization, quick diplomacy, mass migration, and even climate debates, for better or worse. And that's all to those original 12 seconds of flight. So on this day that year, we had a monumental change in the world in terms of aviation. We were able to see two brothers come together, you know, and say, hey, what can we do for each other that'll make us famous? And they figured it out. They got it. They did it. We're happy. We're happy that flights exist. You know, I remember the Concorde flight, you know, doesn't exist anymore. It's like really fast flights. I mean, we're still making progress. You know, planes still go down every now and then, happens. But on this day that year, December 17th, 1903, the Wright brothers flew the first powered flight. And yeah, quick episode, but I wanted to thank you guys for being here. This is a fun time. Enjoy everything. Enjoy every moment. But yeah, you can sign off here. But chat, that's the podcast. You got to log off. You got to go outside and you got to get moving. Till next time. Peace. Hey, Pavement Poppies, are you guys feeling tired? Do you feel a little bit unfocused? Are you even questioning your own life choices? That's where we come in, Smelling Salts. Trusted by powerlifters, paramedics, and people who think espresso is just for beginners. One sniff and you'll be awake, alert, and questioning every decision that led to this moment. Smelling Salts. Not because you should, but because it works.